You let me burn!
Often known as the most popular miniature war game in the world, Warhammer 40K has garnered a cult-like fan following over the years. Given its popularity status, fans have hoped that the franchise would expand beyond the video game medium and that they just might be blessed with a movie or even a television series. Though these dreams are yet to be realized, Event Horizon was a 1997 sci-fi horror film that has often been linked to the franchise. In fact, fans have gone as far as to unofficially adopt it as a secret prequel to the Warhammer 40K series, and today, we are going to debate these theories and tell you all about their connection. Before we go into our explanation, we have a very small request. If you like our content, please support us by subscribing to our channel. This is a small click for you, but for us, it means a lot. Thank you. Let's begin. What is Event Horizon about? Directed by Paul Anderson and written by Philip Eisner, Event Horizon was a 1997 sci-fi film that was set all the way in 2047 in the future. The film starred Lawrence Fishburne, Sam Neill, and Kathleen Quinlan in the lead roles, and focused on a team of astronauts as they looked into the disappearance of the missing Event Horizon, only to find it in Neptune's orbit. However, there is a lot more going on behind the scenes than meets the eye, especially after the Event Horizon sent out a distress signal about 7 years after it disappeared while traveling to Proxima Centauri. Soon, a rescue vessel, Lewis and Clark, was sent to look for the missing vehicle, and we are introduced to the vessel's crew, including Captain Miller, Lieutenant Stark, Pilot Smith, Engineer Justin, and other crew members such as Dr. DJ, Rescue Technician Cooper, and Dr. William Weir. Moreover, Dr. Weir introduces himself as the Event Horizon's designer, revealing that he had created an experimental gravity drive that allowed the crew to fold space and time. While he suspects that this might be the reason behind the ship's disappearance, DJ dissects the distress signal filled with screams and howls, and swears that he heard someone say, "Liberate me." As they finally board the Event Horizon, they are horrified to learn that the crew had been massacred when the ship's gravity drive accidentally activates itself and sucks Justin in through a portal. At the same time, it sends a shockwave that destroys the rescue vessel, leaving the entire crew with no other option but to board the Event Horizon. As they enter the vessel, a traumatized Justin reemerges from a catatonic state, while Smith and Cooper leave the scene to try and fix their rescue vessel. In the meantime, the rest of the crew find themselves in an eerie situation, where they start hallucinating their worst fears, to the point where Justin even tries to commit suicide. While Miller saves him, they decide that it would be best to put him in stasis before they look into any piece of information that might be left behind by the original crew. Soon enough, they find a video log of the Event Horizon's crew as they started attacking each other after trying out the gravity drive. In fact, the ship's captain ended the video log while holding his eyeballs and speaking Latin to warn future travelers to save themselves from this hell. While DJ translates this warning, Weir puts two and two together and explains to them that the ship had opened a gateway to a hellish realm and even gained sentience. All the negative energies from this realm had accumulated to make them suffer through hallucinations, and Miller immediately orders them to evacuate the ship when Weir loses his sanity and gouges out his own eyes. Moreover, he uses an explosive to blow up the rescue vessel, killing DJ and setting a 10-minute timer to activate the gravity drive once again. While it is pretty clear that Weir had lost his mind to the evil forces that lurked around the Event Horizon, Miller tries his best to put a stop to his actions, and even ends up sacrificing himself in an attempt to split the vessel in half and use the first half as a lifeboat, while blowing the rest of it up. He hopes to get rid of Weir by ensuring that he gets caught in the explosion as well, while using the lifeboat section of the Event Horizon to ensure that Cooper, Stark, and a comatose Justin survive. While all goes according to plan, Miller fights off Weir until the last second and dies with him when the explosive detonates, while the rest of the crew enter stasis and end up on a 72-day voyage before a rescue party stumbles upon them.
Forever.
What is the fan theory linking Event Horizon to Warhammer 40K? Many fan theories have linked the concepts in Event Horizon to Warhammer 40K, with its gravity drive and its impact on the human psyche bearing the most striking resemblance to the warp in Warhammer 40K. Upon closer inspection, we can see the influence of Warhammer 40K on Event Horizon, as both share notable overlaps in the setting's history and the very nature of hyperspace. Of course, these two pieces of media have entirely different styles, but it's not too hard to make the connection right from the first scene in Event Horizon. The movie begins with the titular spacecraft activating its gravity engine and wading through a nightmarish dimension full of cosmic horror entities, a striking parallel to interdimensional travel in Warhammer 40K. The events of Event Horizon unfold after the ship mysteriously reappears years after going missing, with the entire crew dead. Moreover, the crew had left behind desperate warnings, urging others to save themselves before meeting their horrifying fate in a hellish dimension filled with strange demons. This entire concept seems heavily inspired by the Immaterium, or the Warp, in Warhammer 40K, which is a nightmarish alternate dimension brimming with psychic energy. It's essentially a hostile realm filled with eldritch entities and demons, where anyone who travels through it risks losing their sanity. In Event Horizon, the crew uses an experimental gravity engine that pulls them out of their reality and into a horrifying dimension where they encountered chaos gods, Tzeentch, Korn, and other such demons. This has fueled fan theory suggesting that Event Horizon marks humanity's first expedition through the Immaterium. The dimension encountered in the film seems heavily inspired by the warp, and without proper protection, such as a Geller field, anyone venturing into it is doomed to fall victim to its hostile forces. The plot of Event Horizon makes it clear that the crew perished after the gravity engine pulled them into this hostile realm, which has led fans to interpret the film as an unofficial prequel to the events of Warhammer 40K. Even though the film wasn't licensed by Games Workshop, fans have embraced it as part of the Warhammer 40K universe, especially since it serves as a gateway to understanding the otherwise complex concepts and storylines that shape the franchise. Did the creators of Event Horizon intend any connection to Warhammer 40K? Even though fans have connected the dots between these two universes, there has been no official confirmation linking Event Horizon to Warhammer 40K. However, fans did catch a glimmer of hope when Event Horizon screenwriter Philip Eisner tweeted in 2017 that he played Warhammer 40K extensively, and that it might have consciously or subconsciously influenced his writing. Of course, this was just a tweet and not an official statement, but the writers at Games Workshop seemingly responded in kind by attempting to name-drop the Event Horizon ship within the Warhammer 40K universe. Unfortunately, this didn't pan out, as Games Workshop wasn't too keen on including the ship's name in their official codices. How does Event Horizon compare to Warhammer 40K's warp travel? In the Warhammer 40K universe, warp travel takes place with the help of warp engines built into the spacecrafts designed to enter the warp. Since this alternate dimension was created out of purely psychic energy, a warp drive, or warp engine, allowed ships to perform the warp jump, which decreased the time travel in the warp for too long. This was done with the intention of dodging the many unnatural entities and demons that roamed freely in this dimension, and most ships were protected with warp-repelling barriers to ensure that they could cross the realm without being attacked. In the same way, the humans were protected by the Geller field to ensure their safety, but these devices were not foolproof, and chaos lurked around the corner to devour the crew members' souls as soon as the Geller field malfunctioned. In Warhammer 40K, the crew experienced unpleasant sensations, strange hallucinations and nightmares, and often found themselves descending into insanity or violent despair. These themes were also prevalent in Event Horizon, wherein the evil present in the ship was quite similar to Chaos Forces. Moreover, the writings that appeared as a result of these evil forces were also quite similar to Chaos Runes, and it was suggested that the demons were the same ones that wandered around the warp and corrupted humans. In fact, the ways in which these entities possessed the humans were strikingly similar to the warp's interactions with human beings. In particular, one of the monsters in Event Horizon was the complete definition of Slaanesh, the chaos goddess of pleasure, pain, excess and hedonism from the Warhammer 40K franchise. Another similarity was found in the symbol on the gravity drive in Event Horizon and the eight-pointed star of Chaos. Finally, the main thing that bridged the gap between these two worlds was the ways in which the Event Horizon's crew acted after enabling the ship's experimental gravity drive. The crew was exposed to chaos and insanity in the same way as the warp's victims, and the captain even left them a message with his own gouged out eyeballs in his hands. The rescue crew was haunted by these strange hallucinations, and Justin even described the many horrors he witnessed in the short time that he spent in the strange dimension, which was eerily similar to the warp. In addition to this, the corruption had actually spread beyond the dimension, and Dr. Weir had entirely succumbed to the Chaos God's evil intents as he tried to destroy their rescue vessel and attempted to murder the rest of the crew. Some fans have theorized that the Event Horizon crew essentially experienced what happens when the Geller field malfunctions, even though the latter was a concept only introduced in the Warhammer 40K series. The influence of this game franchise is more than evident in the characters' behavior in Event Horizon, as they seem to be acting under the influence of Chaos deities such as Lanesh and Khorne. When another ship's crew investigates the ruins of Event Horizon, we also get a glimpse into the visual and auditory hallucinations that haunt them. If anything, this movie helps us deepen our understanding of the Chaos Gods that rule over the warp and terrorize any passerbys. Another Chaos entity that seemed to have left a mark on the Event Horizon's crew was Nurgle, Lord of Decay and Despair, as he worked his charm on the crew and sent them down a spiral of depression and ruin. Is there any official link between Event Horizon and Warhammer 40K? At the end of the day, there's no official link between Paramount Pictures' Event Horizon and Games Workshop's Warhammer 40K. Nevertheless, it's fascinating to see how fans have drawn connections and conjured compelling theories linking these two grim universes through the concept of the warp. Marvelous verdict. And with that, we've explored the untold story of Event Horizon and the many ways it could potentially serve as a prequel to the Warhammer 40K franchise. From their similar interpretations of hyperspace to their shared monstrous horrors, the parallels are striking. The timelines even align well enough for Event Horizon to fit neatly into the backstory of the popular tabletop and video game franchise, even if the connection remains unofficial. We had a lot of fun diving into the fan theories behind these two pieces of media, and we'd love to hear what you think in the comments below. And if you liked our content, don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to us if you haven't already. Have a good one, be safe, and thanks everyone.